I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. We've had a few technical difficulties, but I think we have those ironed out. And I'll get thumbs up from Nicole back at the studio and nods from Bryn. And now it's time for Vinny to bring us the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Is this thing on?
I think so.
Okay, good. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app where you can listen to this radio show wherever you go. You get the app on your phone. You bring your phone wherever you go, and that means you can listen to your radio wherever you go. You don't have to be in the car. You can go anywhere. Any old place. In fact, if you're driving less, now's the time to get the Radio.com app so you can listen to this radio show while you go out for your walk or whatever it is you do in the morning that's different than what you used to do, which was get in your car and spend an hour on the road.
Yep.
Radio.com. You're going to love it.
Radio.com.
All right. So I got a bunch of stuff in front of me. I'll just try to plow through as much of this as I can. And I'm trying to avoid some coronavirus topics. So let me see here. First, I'll start with that there's pro golfers in town. You're going to see Harding Park on the television, but they don't want you to go out there because, you know, well, you know why.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's pro golf in San Francisco in the Bay Area. It's pretty neat. I'm going to watch.
All right.
This weekend, I should say, because, you know, yes, it's still only Thursday. All right. The Washington football team has unveiled the football helmets for this upcoming season, and they no longer have the face or the side, the profile view of a Native American. It will now be gold numbers. So the new helmet for the Washington football team, by the way, as football sort of they're practicing and the season's drawing closer, and they're functioning as if the season will happen, which it's either just blind confidence or I'm not sure what to call that, but I'm fingers are crossed we're gonna get to watch an entire football season this fall, but I don't see how. Anyway,
it's denial. So
okay, well, that's it. I'm happy to see things like this football helmet going forward. Like, sure. All right, that's great.
That
look
looks
at that
like
go.
It might happen. Wow, look at they're acting like nothing's going on. It's great.
When I say this next statement, it's not to create controversy. I'm not trying to be outrageous. I am, how do I put this without doing that? As we've gotten politically correct, and I do think that at first, I was sort of like, oh, come on, the Washington Redskins, it's not, and they don't. And then as time went by, I went, yep, racist needs to go away. Okay, so yeah. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
As they go farther and they start looking at the Braves and the Indians, and the Indian logo certainly needs to go away. They call the guy Chief Yahoo, and it's probably, you know, most definitely needs to go. That said, I feel like if they erase all of Native American sort of
imagery from
sports, I don't know where I'll ever see Native American imagery again. And maybe that's fine. Maybe that is the case where people will say, yeah, it should never have been there. And it doesn't matter if you never see Native American imagery again, because it shouldn't be something that's held up in sports. But I don't come across it anywhere else. Do you?
No. I would argue that no imagery is better than racist imagery. You know, I also think that, you know, history books need to change to reflect reality. You know, we've certainly all learned quite a bit about the sort of watered down. And I, look, you know, make these things age appropriate, but tell the real story, however difficult that might be. Yeah, I don't. I'm
not with you. What you just said. What you just said was perfectly put. No imagery is better than racist imagery. That's a very good point. I'm with you on that point. I'm just simply saying, as we're sort of look, the Redskins had to go. Does the Indians have to go? Maybe it does. Do the Braves have to go? Maybe they do. I'm not going to be the one that decides that. But when they've erased all of that from athletics, I don't know that I'll see any imagery. You're right. It's probably better than to have none, but there's none.
And then if you do see it, maybe it'll be more accurate. You know, it'll be an accurate portrayal of who the indigenous peoples were. Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, seeing the Braves or the Indians or the Washington football team, it wasn't like making me feel good about Native Americans. It was just the name. I don't know that it made me think about them. So I think that maybe there should be some, and I'm sure there are, some incredible documentaries out there. And if you're looking for that imagery, I'm sure you can find accurate depictions.
Yeah, well, I think the Chiefs football team is going to be next. And I also think Indians
and Braves. Well,
Chief
is not necessarily derogative, and Brave isn't derogative. I mean, necessarily. I mean, look, I'm not speaking on behalf of our indigenous peoples, but, like, you know, squaw is much more offensive than brave. So
squaw, I haven't heard where that.
I don't
heard about that.
That's
in a
the
bit,
one I but... think is next, frankly, you know.
Well, anyway, I thought the new helmet's been released. It's certainly worth a mention, and it does bring up the idea that football's, they're practicing as if this season's happening, and I'm happy for it. I hope it happens. Yeah, if you're, yes, a new poll
Football.
Found that 6 in 10 parents use their kids as tech support. The opposite is not true at
hell
all.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Oh my God, Riley!
Mm-hmm. The poll, they polled 1,000 kids between 6 and 14, and kids said, we never ask our parents for tech help because they can't. They're clueless. Yeah. The kids say, I'll just look it up on YouTube or ask
I was
one
just gonna
of
say,
my
YouTube
friends
is
to help
the way.
Me.
Yep.
But parents, of course, pull their kids in for help all the time.
Yep.
So there's
well, I think maybe it's a quick fix. And he goes, did you try turning it on? Okay, I'll try that. Let me try that first. He starts, you know, he's like any helpline. He starts with, is it plugged in?
Right. Why, you, oh, right, you got.
Oh,
okay.
It isn't. Okay, thanks. I'll let you know if I have any more problems.
Why, you little, oh, right, okay, darn it. Someone polled 2,000 drinkers and asked what type of alcohol they were drinking when they did stupid stuff. So these are the boozes. And of course, they are booze, the ones that got you in the most trouble. It wasn't beer or wine. It
necessarily,
was
right.
Whiskey, vodka, and tequila. All of the worst, the most problematic drinks in the world. Whiskey drinkers got arrested the most. Almost twice as many people said they were drinking whiskey compared to rum in second place and tequila in third.
These are arrests.
These are arrests. Vodka drinkers were most likely to end up naked in public.
Oh, well, it does. You're just so happy. It's like, yay! Everyone get naked!
You
know, like
the vodka
like a great
buzz
idea.
Best? Is that your drink?
Yes. Gin buzz just makes me angry. Tequila makes me, I get out of my head. On tequila. And rum just reminds me of that one time I barfed on rum and I don't really drink it much.
Oh.
Yeah. You know how liquor, you have a bad experience and you're like, well, I'm done with that one.
Yeah,
there's
tequila
others.
For
I'll be
me.
Fine.
Mm. Oh. Tequila was ruined for me by the age of 16. I was done with tequila.
Oh, wow.
And I still had it occasionally, but it always brought back that sweaty throat, I think I'm going to barf feeling all the way into
it has
my...
a specific... face to it, like it's just that taste, that nose. Ugh.
And I like the strong stuff in my drinking days. I drank whiskey straight and I drank vodka straight all the time. But I couldn't get around that tequila experience I had on when I was 16.
Yeah. Just
made me want to boot every time. Anyway, a third of people say they streaked when they were drinking vodka. So that's the
a third of people have streaked on vodka.
I have. You haven't?
Boy, I've never streaked.
Oh. Let's go never? Streaking in the quad.
I don't think so.
All right.
I've always been very modest.
What?
I just did.
All right.
Show all my stuff.
You're most likely to get a tattoo after drinking vodka, they say. That's the one.
Huh.
And you're most likely to set something on fire while drinking tequila.
Oh.
So there's the, and of course, I don't know, you say gin was the one, or no, rum was the one that you had the
worst
experience on?
Rum's the one I got sick on. Yeah. Oh my God. I was just sick for days, like days. It was one of those times when you're like, I'm never drinking again. And it actually lasted more than 2 days. Like, you know, it was one of those times. Gin actually gets me, I'm like grumpy on it. I'm like kind of in a bad mood.
Really?
It makes me a little angry.
Oh boy.
I don't drink gin at all anymore. I'm a vodka soda, vodka and soda. Come on, gin. Yeah, my parents.
I never
drank
it. Yeah, it wasn't my thing. I don't know. Whatever. I know there are people who love that stuff, and good for you.
Sure. Well, a nice ice cold gin and tonic. It's not bad.
A 24-year-old woman posted a story on Reddit earlier this week about a problem she's been having with her 25-year-old husband. They're just youngsters.
Aww.
They've been married for about 1 year, and quote, husband has always had a soft spot for Taco Bell, and one day I came home and there's a bunch of 90s Taco Bell memorabilia in the garage. Her husband used all that memorabilia to create a Taco Bell themed office.
Oh.
Including a full booth in the house. The woman
like
says,
a booth where you can place an order?
Apparently. They say the woman says they have separate bank accounts, so the guy spent his own money on it and set it all up in his office where she rarely goes, but she still thinks it's, quote, ugly and tacky and against the entire motif of the house.
Mm.
The census on Reddit is, before I give you the census, is he wrong? Is she wrong? What's the move here?
I think everybody gets to have their own room. I really am a strong believer in, like, I get it, especially someone who really cares about decorating and stuff and has a motif for the house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's going to be harder for that person. I do think, though, that you got to have your own space. And if Taco Bell means that much to me, couldn't she just be like, oh, one of the things I love about him. I say, yes, he gets his own space. What say the people of Reddit?
The people on Reddit say she's in the wrong here. And she should support her husband's hobby because it's not hurting her in any way at all.
It's not her room. And it was his money.
Yeah, I would say to her, in my opinion, I would say to her, listen, you got to pick your arguments. So is a room you don't go in really that big of a problem? It's where he works.
Yeah.
Now, it's weird that he's so into fast food and a fast food restaurant that he doesn't even work at. Like, I don't get it. I don't get that.
Look, I like Mexi Melts and Taco Supremes, but.
Right.
You know, I don't have pictures of them or a booth up. But if I did, that'd be my business.
Right. Well, and
I want that in the She Shack. That's my hobby is Taco Bell.
For most things, I am just like totally indifferent. Do whatever you want. I don't care. Right. It doesn't matter. But then when the argument comes in, I don't like that you put your surfboards in the front room. I'm like, too bad. I'm doing it. I need that stuff right by the front door as I
exit.
Your
flexibility is inspiring.
I give all the whole house is hers. I don't care what, and even my own bed. I'm like, I do whatever you want, sheet wise. Doesn't matter. Paint colors, fine. You're great. It all looks good. But I need to be able to grab that thing on my way out the door early in the morning. I'm not going to go opening and closing doors. Forget it. Yeah. So there's certain things you got to put your foot down, and certain things you go, your Taco Bell room is fine by me.
Yeah. The Taco Bell room is hilarious. If only you had a surfboard room, you know, that'd be.
Well, I do. It's a garage. But what I'm saying is for the early morning exit, it sits there overnight.
So it's just set up overnight. You're not having any guests over who are going to see that.
No, it's completely benign. No.
Yeah, she's in the wrong. She's in the wrong, Vin.
I agree.
I'm on your side.
Thank you so much.
Surfboard. Green and all that.
Where was I?
Bitch, get out the way.
I didn't say that. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We've got a lot of texts this morning and haven't had time to get too many of them. Let's see here.
Right.
Hey, S&V, Brinny, and DeJesus. Happy Friday Eve. I can't stand Southern Comfort. Just the smell of it makes me want to hurl. Love you guys. Yeah, I didn't drink Southern Comfort either. I would drink...
It's so sweet.
Jack Daniels, though, was a favorite. And of course, the Irish whiskeys, I'd drink those. So, yeah.
Well, it's good that you don't anymore. I'm proud of you.
Well, I wouldn't be here if I drank. Right. So it really, I appreciate Agreed. When people compliment me on that. But I'm like, I throw my whole life out when I drink. So it's really, that's the only way I'm here. Is by
it's
not
nice.
Drinking.
You threw out the bottles and picked your life up out of the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Shook it out and put it back on.
My husband got sober at 16. He's now 47. Rum was what he got sick on, and the smell now makes him nauseous.
Oh,
yeah, I think that stuff sticks with you. There's an imprint.
Yeah.
There really is. Oh, Sarah, I can't drink gin either. It makes me mean.
Mm-hmm. Mean. I'll say mean things. I'm in a bad mood. I'll get in an argument with you. You know, gin, forget it. No thanks. Now vodka.
510
Put on a happy face.
Isn't it so weird? Actually, they're not saying this. I'm going to say this as a preface to their comment.
Okay.
Isn't it so weird when someone points out how you say something and then you realize you're not sure what you say? I'm like,
okay, so, I know what it is. Is it tequila and tequila?
Yes. LOL.
You said it both ways today.
I don't know. I don't know why I get screwed up. I'm completely screwed up because people get in my head and screw me up. So I don't know what I'm saying anymore. You know what's funny is my wife's mom is Spanish first language. So mm-hmm. she's absolutely, and she gets screwed up by the way I say taquiera.
Taqueria.
She'll say, I can't believe the way you wait. And then she has to think about it to be able to decipher which. And then she. Anyway, yes. I'm sorry if I screwed you up with the way I said that word, but I don't even know.
I was
how
enjoying
I said
it. I really enjoy you, the way you say things. And then when you actually said tequila the right way, I went, what happened? What just happened? We can say it.
Stuff gets in my head. That's what happened, especially mean texters.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, gin makes me angry too. Lots of people get angry on gin, I guess.
Well, that's good to know. Look, maybe as a society, we need to swear off the mean stuff.
510, this is the last one for now, and then we'll read the rest of these on the other side. The issue of Native American imagery is the same as Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, and Mrs. Butterworth. White people no longer get to decide if imagery is other people. Sorry, of other people are offensive or not. Trust the Native American people to decide how they want to be portrayed. Yeah, I don't disagree at all. That's fine. I in my own head, I'm thinking I don't know that I'll ever come across. And that's fine. You're right. You said it perfectly. If it's offensive, it's better that you don't see it at all.
Right.
And I guess you're right. Okay.
So that when you do see an image, it's one of positivity and, you know, sort of proud heritage.
Sure. All right. I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.